Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. Firefighters make great progress on the Ruth Dam fire that started yesterday above the Ruth Lake Dam and the Mad River Ranger District. According to District Ranger Tom Hudson, crews are mopping up and expect to have the fire controlled today. The fire is just less than 20 acres at this time. Yesterday morning, a 4.3 earthquake struck 2 miles near Fort Bragg and impacted at a depth of 5.3 miles. Eureka City Manager David Tyson discusses what steps have been taken to beautify Eureka.
And we've been very aggressive last year, but more so this year because it took us a while to ramp up from those years where we didn't have funding. We are now attempting to get after, you know, cleaning our public parking lots and cleaning up our streetscapes and partnering with SWAP, which is the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program. You see them out working. The rescue mission in Old Town working with Main Street is helping us with some of our parks. Teen Challenge, we've used them to help us with some of our streets. Street sweeping is back in action, and the council just added some money to the budget this year to enhance the street sweeping program. We've expanded our SWAP. So those are the kinds of things we're doing to beautify the city.
It all wraps up into what Tyson calls the Clean Streets Program. Humboldt State University's College of Professional Studies has announced the appointment of Hari Singh to be chair of the School of Business, succeeding economics professor Steve Hackett, who served as interim chair. As the new chair, Singh will be working with the business faculty to revamp the MBA program. The overhaul is aimed at creating a cutting-edge graduate program that reaches beyond the North Coast region. The Ribble Memorial and St. Joseph Hospital Foundations have announced a new series of health forums open to the community. Hospital's Community Health Forum, it kicks off Thursday with a free educational forum on heart and blood vessel health. Open to all community residents, the Community Health Forums will focus on common illnesses, diseases, and ailments. Highly trained physicians and other specialists will serve as presenters at the forums and will be on hand to answer pressing health questions from the audience. Cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death in the U.S., with one of every three deaths resulting from either heart disease or stroke, and that's equal to 2,200 deaths per day. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you the ARC Community segment. Here's Dan with more.
In this month's ARC Community News, we are focusing on water and water resources and how it impacts communities on the North Coast. We are blessed with water from Southern Oregon down through California to the Bay Area. Our region teems with rivers, streams, and of course, we also have the state's second largest bay, Humboldt Bay. Humboldt Bay, home to hundreds of species of birds, mammals, and fish, is an economic engine for the local economy, and that's why the health of the bay is so important. One danger to water quality is untreated runoff. Water from rainstorms, car washes, the watering of the lawn must go somewhere, and up here it drains into the bay. Stormwater pollution contains everything from industrial chemicals to cigarette butts to litter tossed onto a sidewalk, and all have negative effects on the health of the bay, particularly since it's the home to hundreds of fishing boats and, more recently, oyster farmers. Cutting down on the amount of pollutants that make it into Humboldt Bay is key to maintaining an ecosystem that provides economic benefit for humans as well as sanctuary for animals. And that's this month's edition of our Community News.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.